This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Kevin Orr is expected to resign tomorrow after signing the order sealing Detroit's bankruptcy. Daniel Howes with the Detroit News wrote a column indicating Orr's tenure as Detroit's emergency manager could have been a lot more divisive. Mr. Howes joins us now. You argue Orr, a guy a lot of people like to hate, actually showed a lot more restraint than he had to in managing the city of Detroit. Give us some examples.
Well, I mean, he could have not paid the city council members. He could have not paid Mayor Bing or Mayor Duggan. He could have not agreed to share power and negotiate to share power with Mayor Duggan that he did. And it progressively gave the mayor more power. He could have been a lot more aggressive using the power of the emergency manager inside the context of federal bankruptcy to jam down concessionary contracts on the unions. Now, clearly, the contracts that were eventually negotiated in federal mediation were, in some measure, concessionary. But I think he understood that he needed key constituencies in the city, including elected officials, unions, union leaders, to some extent be partners in this enterprise, or it was going to be a lot worse once this process was over.
And a lot longer process, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
During the announcement of the settlement, Mayor Mike Duggan made the point that he and Orr did not always get along that well. The mayor's mm-hmm. kind of made a joke of that over the months, but they were able to find a way to work together. Now, Orr granting the mayor the authority, as you mentioned, is something that I thought was extraordinary and an outreach by Orr that I didn't expect. Did you?
Well, I think ultimately I wasn't surprised that he did that. You know, they were law school classmates, although they weren't necessarily chums when they were at University of Michigan Law School. But they were contemporaries, and I think that, remember who Kevin Orr was working for. He was working for Governor Snyder, and I think recognized that they needed Mike Duggan as a, to some extent as a member of the team. He may not be attached to the hip, but he didn't want to be at cross purposes with the elected officials because that would have caused a lot more disruption and slowed things down. I was not actually that surprised. I remember talking to the mayor when he was mayor-elect, and it was very clear to me that they were trying to be very workmanlike and work out and work through the details of control. And the mayor, of course, wanted as much as he could get right out of the box. And Kevin Orr was a little more circumspect about that. He didn't want to give him control of the police department, initially didn't want to even give him control of finance, although he ultimately did. Because of the implications for bankruptcy and in bankruptcy and negotiations with creditors. But all told, I think it was a pretty savvy move on Kevin Orr's part. You know, he is maligned for being the emergency manager, but I think he could have taken a much tougher line with a lot of constituencies than he ultimately did.
Some residents of Detroit say Orr and the bankruptcy gave away control of too many of the city's assets. How much merit do you give that argument?
Well, I'm of the school that a lot of the city's assets were, in fact, liabilities. And if you own something, it's like owning a home you can't take care of. You know, it ultimately falls apart. It starts to degrade. And your asset is worth less. And I think that is a fairly apt analogy for the city. There were assets that the city held, pieces of downtown real estate, for example. The Red Wings were going to finish playing in Joe Louis Arena. They were going to own Joe Louis Arena. And who was going to develop it? They were going to have to find a developer. In bankruptcy, they were able to find a developer who was a former creditor. So they take someone who is a creditor and turn them into an investor in the city. That doesn't mean that those assets go away. The city will still reap the benefits of the redeveloped property once it is redeveloped under agreement. And there are other examples of that. The DIA is another example. So I would say to a lot of those people, what's changed? The only thing that's changed is that the city doesn't have as many financial obligations for these assets as it had before bankruptcy.
So overall, how do you rate the kind of thankless job that Kevin Orr did steering Detroit through bankruptcy and turning the city back over to elected officials?
I think he did a pretty good job, if not a very good job, under very difficult circumstances. I think he clearly misjudged the political component of his job, and he made some missteps along the way. And one other thing I would give him credit for was fixing his mistakes, or at least trying to fix them. And covering CEOs, as I have for a lot of years, you see a lot of leaders who are not willing to acknowledge their mistakes or change course. And he did, and I think that deserves credit. clearly he was a bankruptcy technician. I had no doubt from the day he walked in the job and I looked at who he was and what his background was that they clearly were preparing to take the city into Chapter 9. And had you been watching what was going on under the consent agreement under Mayor Bing in the last council, it was fairly clear that the city leadership at the time was not prepared to do what needed to be done to avert bankruptcy. So I think it was very clear from the jump that Kevin Orr was there to do that. And I can remember talking with him early on, and he'd say things like, don't make me go there. But I became very convinced that that's where he was headed. And he did it, and he used the process in a pretty unforgiving way, particularly insofar as financial creditors were concerned. And now it looks like we're going to be on the other side of this any week now.
Daniel House is a business columnist for the Detroit News and a regular guest on Stateside. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.